Breach of Promise by Perry O'Shaughnessy. Prologue. At 10 years old, over a breakfast of tepid oatmeal, I read my first newspaper article, a story designed to grab you, a squib on page 2, where they put the sensational stuff. My aunt ripped it out and thrust it in my face. A guy on his way home from the movies fought with a mugger, shot him dead, and died of stab wounds. All for $60. So two fools died for $60, and two fools killed for it. Sad and stupid, wasn't it? My aunt sure thought so. So did I. I knew one of the dead men. There was a lesson in it for an impressionable 10-year-old, just like there is for you when you read the same story a couple of times a year. Look at that, you say. He's dead. And for what? $60. Why, that's not even enough to buy a decent meal in a restaurant these days. Not enough to pay rent on a cardboard box. Not enough to die for. That morning, while my aunt preached in the background, I read the story again and felt like someone in a treehouse watching ants marching up the trunk. Young as I was, listening with half an ear to her interpretation, I realized the meaning of what had happened better than she did. Now I understand it even better. That mugger didn't take time to question the wisdom of his actions. He was too busy trying to quiet the nerve-wracking din of his body needing things. Like Billie Holiday once said, "You've got to have something to eat and a little love in your life before you can hold still for any damn body's sermon on how to behave." 60 was enough for him. Enough to feed him and the family for a couple of days. Enough for a fix. Enough to get somebody else off his back. Enough to make any risk worth it. Enough to strike out at another miserable soul and take his precious life away. Now that I'm an adult, I see the brief struggle between two ants for a crumb even more clearly.